Welcome to Attached, a platform for adding breadth and depth to everyday living. I'm Yaakov Danishevsky, and this is the Guided Meditation Series, user-friendly techniques for grounding, getting present, and increasing our capacity for meaningful connections and experiences. This is a guided meditation in preparation of Shavuos to help develop and cultivate the ability to really have gratitude and appreciation for the transmission of Torah through the generations and the way that you received Torah in your life. And you can do this ahead of time to get into a mindset for Shavuos, and you can use this also on Shavuos itself. It's very easy to use, and you can do it on your own. So the meditation is going to begin by asking you, there's a little preparation before we start it, asking you to think about three or four people who have taught you Torah in your life, people who have transmitted Torah to you, helped you understand Torah, inspired you in your understanding and in your experience of Judaism and of Torah and of Hashem's will. These people can be a rabbi, it could be a teacher, it could be a parent, it could even be a friend, it can even be a student or a child. You're choosing three or four people that were particularly positive and meaningful for you. We've all had an assortment of different people who have taught Torah. Some of them we connected more with and some of them less with. But in particular, choose three or four people that were the most significantly positive in the impact that they had on you in the way that you experienced Torah from them. It doesn't even necessarily need to be someone that you had a long-lasting relationship with or that you learned by or studied with or heard many times. It can even have been one interaction or one class or one idea that you heard from them, but it stuck out to you in a very strong way, in a very positive way. And you might think about three or four different types of people. So it might be that one person was a very charismatic, strong type of personality. One person was softer and sweeter. One person was kind of a very old kind of persona in a way that feels very connecting to a past generation or to years past. And one feels more of a fresh or kind of new and forward moving energy. It could be different types of people. And try and think about a specific image for each one of these people of an experience that you had of learning with them, learning from them, experiencing them transmitting Torah to you. If you have paper and pen, you can actually write these three or four people and experiences down. And I'm giving you a moment to do that. If you need more time, you can pause this recording. And so when you're ready, what I'm going to ask you to do, what we're going to do, is you're going to think about one of those experiences, each of them, one at a time. So you're going to think about the first experience, and you're going to the first teacher and your experience with that person, and you're going to try and bring yourself into as vivid of a memory as you possibly can. So picturing them as much as you can in the experience you were with, maybe it was a classroom, maybe it was a recording that you heard, and you try and visualize it and bring yourself into that experience with as much detail, as much color, as much texture, as much sound, as many senses as possible. And you're going to bring yourself into picturing that experience and imagining that experience, visualizing that experience, feeling that experience, embodying that experience, going back there as if you're there, and noticing all the feelings and the qualities that it brings up for you. And you're going to go there for just a little bit, 5 seconds or so. You don't have to count it exactly, but a short amount of time, under 10 seconds. And then you're going to go to the next one and do the same thing and go into that experience in its fullness, in all the dimensions of it. Again, for 5 to 10 seconds, and then you move to the next one, and to the next one, and you go around and around those different experiences, and you notice how they feel, and then you can start to play around with going into them, maybe one of them for a longer amount of time. You can go into them much shorter, much more quickly. You can jump from one to the next much more quickly, going around and around from each of those experiences. I will again guide you through this in just a moment, and then you're just going to let yourself sit in it and notice what it is like after having brought up all those memories and experiences, and to feel the feelings that come up. Hopefully, we're not looking to force any feelings, but hopefully something in the direction of a gratitude and an appreciation that these people with these teachings and these ideas and these messages came into your life. And the natural sense of deep, deep appreciation of having that Torah in your life. And not just the Torah in terms of the information, but the experience of Torah in its transmission from one generation to the next. Because that really is what Shavuos is about. It's the initial transmission of Torah from Hashem directly to the Jewish people and to Moshe, and from Moshe to Yoshua, and Yoshua to the Zakenim, and Zakenim to the Nevi'im, and the Nevi'im to the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, and from there down from one teacher to the next, to the next, to the next, one after the other, the transmission of this incredible, incredible body of wisdom. It's more than that. There's no words to capture it. And that's what we're really trying to experience and appreciate. And so with that, let's slow down and try and enter into a good position for settling into a meditation and a visualization. So if you take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth, and find a comfortable position to rest, and notice your body. And as you exhale, see if you can allow your body to relax one level further, letting go of any tension in shoulders, in your jaw, in your legs, in your hands, and just getting present. And now in your mind, if you can choose the first teacher to think about and enter into that experience of being present with that teacher, learning from that teacher the way they gave over Torah, and the way you felt in their presence, and how that Torah impacted you and what it meant to you. Entering that memory with as much detail and vivid imagery as you can. And now go to the next teacher and memory, doing the same thing again. And now going to the next teacher and memory. And again to the next. And going back to the beginning, to the first memory. And now I'll leave you for a minute to go around at your own pace. You can continue at that same pace. You can go more slowly or more quickly. Just going from one memory to the next. One teacher to the next. And now, whenever you're ready, just allow yourself to sit and settle in on whatever feelings are present for you now, from thinking about all those teachers and those experiences. And see if you can direct those feelings into a sense of gratitude and appreciation to He who gave us all of that. Gave us those teachers and gave us the light that they transmitted. And you may choose to verbalize that appreciation in whatever way you'd like, or to express it through any form or physical movement, or just simply sit with it.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this, please follow us on WhatsApp, YouTube, or Instagram. All our podcast series can be found wherever you listen to podcasts. I'd love to hear from you, so please reach out with questions, comments, or suggestions, or to be added to our WhatsApp groups. You can reach us through email using yakov.attached@gmail.com or on WhatsApp at 773-888-2413.